Hare Krishna. No? I'm not sure whether I spoke on this subject. I spoke on it, whether I actually put it on the podcast. I couldn't see it, at least from my scanning. But if I did, it was on the Camden Town Hall address that I gave. But I don't seem to find it anywhere. And that was after we screened The Joy of Devotion film by Krishna Lila, which a really wonderful, wonderful production. And here in Hungary, we're going to do it with Hungarian subtitles in Gorpurnima. But I played my version, projected my version, my home version of it yesterday for devotees here in New Bridgetown. And they really loved it. And I hope devotees have the opportunity to see it if they haven't already seen it. For me, there were two very wonderful scenes amongst all the many wonderful scenes in it, which were also very instructive. And one was a devotee who was in charge of, I'm just trying to think of his name, I can't. Anyway, in charge of the aviary farm in Brazil. Not just aviary, also a farm. But, and he was talking, and at one point he became very emotional. He said, "ISKCON saved me." He was telling his story of his childhood and how he was a drug addict and so on. And that is the fact, that we were saved by ISKCON. Where all those who are followers and members of the society would be now. Who knows, everyone's got their own story. But it certainly wouldn't have been in a good place, and certainly not in a very special, extraordinary place where we have the opportunity to be now, which is on the path back home, back to Godhead. We have knowledge, we know what the goal of life is, we know who we are, we have the process of Bhakti Yoga, we have Krishna in the form of his deities, in the form of holy name, in the form of prasadam, sadhu sangha, Srimad Bhagavatam, and the whole process of Bhakti Yoga to direct us back home, back to Godhead, where we just do more of the same. So saved, I mean, it's more than saved. One thing is someone saves you from danger, but then on top of that, to actually get extraordinary, priceless gifts. And we got that through ISKCON, although, yeah, there's a lot of complaints that one can hear or see about ISKCON, but actually it's not about ISKCON, because the International Society for Krishna Consciousness in itself is a perfect vehicle, perfect media entity that Golokera Prima Dhanna Harinam Sankirtan, that is more or less the structure of the Sankirtan movement, is descended from the spiritual world. Problems occur because devotees get in the way. They make problems. Imperfect souls in a perfect organization. So imperfections will arise and problems will come up. Anyway, but that's a detail. With all of its apparent faults, still, we're saved. And we have these extraordinary gifts. And then at the end, it's a fantastic closing to the movie. teacher, if I have her name right, it's Jai Sri Radhe, I think. And she's speaking in many nice ways and telling part of her life story. And then she closes, and the film closes she says, I don't want the anyway, the legacy that Srila Prabhupada gave us to go in vain. And for me, that really sort of summarized what our mission as followers of Srila Prabhupada is, that here we are beginning the 51st year. We finished the 50th year of the incorporation of ISKCON. And through ISKCON, Prabhupada has given so many wonderful things, some of which I named earlier. They shouldn't go in vain. We may come up with so many ideas and have so many things we may want to do. Maybe they work, maybe they don't. But certainly the things that Prabhupada gives us are all perfect. They will work. We just have to put them into action. And we shouldn't lose them. We shouldn't change them. We should protect them. If we're children, then we should be the kind of children that Prabhupada wanted. If we're husbands or wives, then spouses. Of course, everyone has a general calling to be the kind of pure devotees Prabhupada wanted, and to be a temple president like you are, or a GBC, or a sannyasi, and do cow protection, deity worship, cooking, all of these things Prabhupada gave, that it shouldn't go in vain. Especially Srila Prabhupada came from spiritual world not to become an Alexander. He said, don't make me an Alexander. And Prabhupada went through so much difficulty, left Vrindavan, had heart attacks, traveled, accepted so much inconvenience. So it shouldn't be lost. And so for me, it was very touching. Here's this lady, I don't know, in Alachua, a teacher, but she considers Prabhupada gave us a way to care and educate for our children. I don't want that to go in vain. And that sense of responsibility, really, if you meant to define briefly what a member of the Krishna consciousness movement is. It's devotees who not only don't want what Prabhupada gave us to go in vain, and what aspect or what part of Krishna consciousness role that they're playing, that doesn't go in vain. But that actually it becomes perfected and developed in the way that Srila Prabhupada also wanted. And that we take responsibility for that. It's not someone else's business. It's not the Guru Maharaj's business, the temple presidents, the GC. Everyone has their own duty to Srila Prabhupada, because everyone was saved. And because we are all saved, therefore, it's not, we have our own role, and we need to see how in our role or our roles we can repay our obligation to Srila Prabhupada by passing on that saving vehicle to successive generations without change, because then that will save them. As I mentioned before, we may have ideas, but that will not necessarily save anybody. But what Prabhupada gave us, that will, because Golokira Premadana Harinama Sankirtana. It's come down to us from Goloka. And so those are the thoughts I'll just leave everyone with as I get ready to head off to Budapest. ISKCON saved us, and the things that Prabhupada gave us shouldn't go in vain. I thought these were very, very wonderful, wonderful teachings, and they won't if we don't get in the way. Hare Krishna.